efforts moving along. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Florida is still reeling from the devastation caused by Hurricane Ian. Governor Ron DeSantis says power is slowly being restored as crews continue to make repairs. He's also asking contractors from other states to come in and help rebuild.
Anyone that's licensed in this, if you're in other states, you can work with current contractors in Florida directly, or you can apply to be able to be waived in. And our agencies are processing those when they come in very quickly.
Hurricane Ian killed at least 126 people in Florida. The White House tried to clarify why it asked Saudi Arabia to delay a cut in oil production.
After days of U.S. officials painting the cuts as siding with Russia in the war, the Saudis shot back in a lengthy statement, also revealing the White House asked them to delay the cuts for a month, suggesting the president wanted to pass off bad news until after the midterms. U.S. officials strongly denied that, saying they presented data showing the cuts are unnecessary and to the contrary would actually hurt markets, and asked OPEC Plus to delay any decision just until their next meeting.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. President Biden in Portland, Oregon for a second day, where he's trying to win votes for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Tina Kotek, and also speaking today about his efforts to bring down costs for Americans. A former president is gearing up to stump for candidates ahead of next month's midterms.
Former President Barack Obama will be in Atlanta on October 28th to provide a last-second boost to candidates before the midterm elections for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams and Senator Raphael Warnock. The next day, the former president will join Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer for a stop in Metro Detroit, followed by a visit to Milwaukee to stump for Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, Senator Tammy Baldwin, and Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The accused attacker in last year's Waukesha Christmas parade is causing trouble with the judge in the courtroom. Daryl Brooks deciding to represent himself in his own trial. Fox's Matt Finn reports.
Throughout this trial, Brooks is telling that judge and witnesses that he doesn't go by his own name. Instead, he says he is a third party representing a client, which is himself. There's been a series of jaw-dropping moments in this trial, beginning on day one, when Brooks took off his shirt in the courtroom. Later, Brooks claimed one of the jurors gave him the middle finger. Brooks is charged with 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. Prosecutors say he deliberately drove through the Waukesha Christmas parade last November, killing 6 people ranging from 8 to 81 years old and mowing down dozens more.
Brooks originally pleaded not guilty, citing mental illness. It's been an especially deadly year for police officers. Organizations that track the violence say 56 officers have been killed by gunfire so far this year, a 14% increase from this time last year and a 45% increase from 2 years ago. A group of protesters took an unusual approach to inspire change.
Climate protesters with the group Just Stop Oil attempted to rally people to their cause by throwing soup over a work of art by Vincent van Gogh in London's National Gallery. They then took it a step further in the name of environmentalism and glued themselves to the gallery wall. It's unclear if that helped Mother Nature in any way, but they were eventually unglued and now face charges. The museum reports there was only minor damage to the frame covering van Gogh's sunflowers. The painting itself is unharmed.
Tom Graham, Fox News.
Two of the soup-throwing protesters appeared in a London court today and pleaded not guilty to criminal damage. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.